The CDC is planning a major overhaul of how that agency operates. The agency has faced a lot of criticism in the last 2 years. First, in the response to the COVID pandemic, and now to the monkeypox outbreak. Now, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says she wants the agency to do a few things in particular. Hold itself more accountable, speak about public health issues in plain English, and share more scientific findings more quickly. All of it to help the agency prepare for future public health emergencies. I want to bring in Dr. Mario Ramirez now. He is an emergency physician and the former pandemic and emerging threats coordinator under President Barack Obama. Dr. Ramirez, what do you make of what we heard from the agency today, this announcement about an overhaul of sorts?
Well, I think it's certainly a step in the right direction, and aspirationally, it's in the right direction, Aaron. I think Director Walensky, after this very thorough review, is really making it clear that she hears and she understands the problems that not only, folks within government, but the greater public, have come to see over the last 2 years, which is that CDC, unfortunately, has been slow to publish this data, and it's been a bit hard for the public, I think, to understand some of the nuance that they've tried to communicate. And so I think aspirationally, all of these changes that she's trying to make are all in the right direction.
Yeah, I think a lot of people maybe didn't understand exactly what the CDC's function was prior to COVID. What more do you think needs to be done to try to revamp the government response to health crises, and not just at the CDC?
Well, the real challenge, I think, that faces CDC, and honestly, not just CDC, this is something that faces all of us in academic medicine, is that it is extremely difficult to communicate complex scientific issues at a speed that is so fast, that's faster than, the Twitter sphere, for example. And so it's not only difficult to communicate that quickly, but the margin for error is so small. So if you make a mistake in public health, it takes a very long time to regain public trust. And that's something that CDC is going to struggle with these changes. It's something that all of us in academic medicine are going to continue to struggle with.